Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Scott is in. T-Mills on the ones and twos behind the glass. We got T-Mills best bets coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, he is on a heater once again. Yesterday or 2 days ago was a little rough, but last night he got back on that 4-for-4 heater. And
yes!
We got Thursday night football, so I would imagine that there's going to be several bets that you're going to like. And as I said before, when Tyler gets on a hot streak, you just got to pick one or two every now and then, and you can get in on the action and win a little bit. Now, don't get carried away, but T-Mills best bets are coming up next. And I do want to remind everybody out there, download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. There is a rewind feature on that Odyssey app. You can rewind. We had Danny Cannell on talking college football at 3 o'clock. We had D'Amico Ryans at 3:40, and we had C.J. Stroud at 4:40. They're pressers in full. So if you want to go back and listen to any of that, you can do it with that rewind feature on that Odyssey app. Very, very easy, very user friendly. And besides that, keep that Odyssey app, keep us on your hip, take us everywhere you go. And you never know. There was one time we was giving away $20,000 in all expense paid for four, I think, to Vegas, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was one of those Odyssey contests.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You never know what kind of treats you might get, whether that be on a remote, come see us out in person like we are right now in New Caney, or if that's through the app itself, man, all kind of treats are around here with Odyssey.
That's it. And congratulations to our winners today. Gave away a portable cornhole set as well as a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop, closest location to where we are right now. We're at 59 and 99.
A little D'Amico Ryans and J.J. Watt
there. You go. That's easy to remember.
In the corner of D'Amico and J.J. right here.
The nearest Texas Star Grill Shop, I just found out, is 45 and 99. So right around the corner right there. So there you have. We've got a big matchup this week, or Monday actually. So we, as Texans fans, we can actually just sit back and relax and have us a – for the second weekend in a row, watch college football, Sunday football.
That's true.
And then get geared up for – the Texans and the Seahawks on Monday night. Monster game, I believe. I know they like to try to say, oh, hey, it's just another game, just the next game. We short-term memory, we forget the last one, we go move on to the next one. This is a monster game. As I've said a million times, do you get to 3-3 and then come home for a three-game homestand feeling really good about your football team and the product that you're putting on the field, because you didn't just beat a beat-up Baltimore and a terrible team that just fired their head coach in Texas Tennessee Titans, but you literally took it on the road versus a really, really, really good, one of the top NFC teams right now, and you put it on them in their place. If you come back at 3-3, or you come back 2-4, and I think this thing starts sliding the wrong direction. So, yeah. Monster game this week.
Yeah, and I think it's just fine for them to look at it a little bit. Like, it's fine for them to be one-track minded, but that doesn't mean, like, I'm good with them sort of suspending reality here a little bit and just saying, hey, we're going to focus on the task at hand. We can't get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't look back. We can't look ahead, because that's not going to do anything for today. That's perfectly fine for them to do as the team, as the coaches, as the players. But for us, and like really giving proper context to the moment and what it actually represents and what it actually means, yeah, man, to me it is it's absolutely a game that they got to have, and it can do a lot in terms of narrative shifting for the Houston Texans.
Well, that's the question, B. Scott. Yesterday I framed it as you know, is this the last chance for you to buy into this team and believe that that this team, this iteration of the Texans, can go win a Super Bowl and or even get in the playoffs and make some noise? Well, today I want to frame it as, is this game, this Seattle Seahawks game, a must-win football game? And look, I understand it's not about one game. The question is obviously about one specific game because it's the next one. But the reality of it is if the Texans don't continue to build off of what they did in Tennessee and what they did, or I'm sorry, against Tennessee and what they did in Baltimore, if this thing looks more like what it did in the 0-3 stretch, then I think the Texans have got major, major problems. So the question is this a must-win game, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's a must-win game when you're looking up at a team that only has one loss. And I think that by the end of the day Sunday, by the time they actually play this game on Monday, we'll know a lot more about whether it's a must-win or what position they're in, because those games, the rest of the division will have played.
Yeah.
So we'll know if Indianapolis won. We'll know if Jacksonville won or lost. And we'll have a better sense for how desperate the Texans are in this position. But I think that as long as you're behind in the division, every game that you play up until you catch up is certainly a must-win game. And then in terms of how we talk about the team, I mean, think about how differently we'll talk about them, whether they win or whether they lose. They win the game, and now we're cooking with grease. We're talking about a team that still has all of its sights in front of them, all of their aspirations and goals that they had going into the season are still sort of real, not just realistic, but things that we can really kind of pick apart and talk about.
Yeah.
They go out there and look similar to the way they did the first few weeks of the season, or they fall flat, or it's not competitive, or again, they get dominated up front. You know, this defensive line that they're facing against the Seattle Seahawks is a serious front. If they don't look like they can handle it, not only would losing the game hurt them mathematically, I think that part goes without saying, but when I talk about narrative shifting, when I talk about how we discuss the team, we'll come in on a Tuesday very deflated about where the team is and how they stack up against the better teams in the league. I know earlier in the week you did this as well. You made this point that the product on the field that the Texans have shown you so far, they look more like the upper echelon. They're closer to the top half of the league than they are the bottom. That's the way we feel based off of the last couple of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, based on how they play in this game, will, I think, turn the ledger or put you in one direction or the other. It'll either validate that point that you made,
yeah,
or it'll contradict it. And you'll say, well, you know what? We thought that last week. But the first time they went and played against a viable opponent, they didn't show up,
yeah,
right? Like right now, I think you can look at their opponents and do a lot of excuse making. Oh, yeah, sure. I see it all the time on our text line.
Absolutely.
And our YouTube, social media chats. Everywhere. All they did, anytime we post something positive about the Texans over the last couple of weeks, oh, Clint, all they did was play against the Titans. All they did was play against a banged-up Ravens team.
Yeah.
Oh, don't stroke a team that's only beat a beleaguered team. Well, this would be the first shot that they get against a legitimate team with very few weaknesses. Now, they don't do it, and it validates all of the naysayers.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet.
Ooh.
To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Players and detractors that thought we were giving them a little bit too much credit for what they did over the last couple
weeks. Yeah, and B. Scott, look, I think this is a must-win game. And now, do I think that there is a way that the Texans can go out there and play well and just come up short on the scoreboard?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, look, I mean, anything's possible. And definitely they could go out there and do some really good things offensively, kind of build on what they've done. Sure, they could do that and play a tight game and on the road. But I just firmly believe this. I believe if what we watched from no penalties to no sacks, I mean, not very few, not I know there was no, but very few sacks, great protection of the quarterback, the quarterback's brand of football that he was playing, the play caller spreading the ball around to several different receivers. I think 9 different players caught balls in that Baltimore game.
Not turning the ball over.
Not turning it over. Like, if all of those things transition and you just come up short on a scoreboard, then maybe – then we'll circle back and be a different conversation. I just firmly believe if that happens, I believe if and when that happens, I don't care who the opponent is, if the Texans are able to do that offensively, I believe they are going to be a very difficult team to beat.
Yeah.
And I would – I believe that if they do that and show any signs of what they did previously the last 2 weeks, I believe they go on the road and they beat Seattle.
Yeah.
The question is what offense shows up?
Yeah, what offense shows up, but also, like, how you perform against a team that can get after the quarterback, right? So now you've shown us that you can block it, that you can protect it. Okay, a team that is stingy in the run game. Are you able to run it even just a little bit?
Yeah.
That could go a long way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big playability of a Jackson Smith and Jigba and what Sam Darnold has been able to do in his short time there so far. If you're able to slow down what has been one of the more explosive and prolific offenses in all of football, then that would say a lot about the football team that you have.
Yeah. I think one thing that's been really impressive with Nick Caley over the last two weeks, and I will use 2 weeks because I think it was there early in the Tennessee game. I think CJ missed him, but their ability to be really conservative for the most part and then go, okay, now's the time.
Yeah.
Right? Now's the time to strike. And they have hit on, like, he's been able to scheme essentially throws in the ocean touchdowns for a guy as talented as C.J. Stroud. He schemed at least one touchdown and another explosive in that Tennessee game early on that C.J. missed or didn't even throw. And then obviously the Higgins one that he did hit. Right, and then you look at Baltimore. Hell, they were all over the place. But I mean, it was that part of it has been really impressive. If he can do that, timely shots, and when you dial them up, you know the it's in your favor, right? You're getting the right coverage, you're getting the right rush, you're getting the right look, and then you can hit those. If you can just do that, it's going to be a major game changer. But either way it goes, I think it's a must-win game. I think you come home 2-4. I think you're in trouble.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.